Zech Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pinchas. Zech Nishmas Dan Hashem Bas Yeshua Falak. Okay, Rabbis, it's good to see you all. I hope you had a good Yantif. And I guess we should also mention the more on the loss of Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Kalkadon for many years. And as Rabbi Harari said, he really saved the yeshiva in time of crisis, and we have a lot to owe to Dr. Lamb. I think there's going to be hespedim tomorrow for him, on Zoom, 12:30 or something. I guess you look in Okay, well, I hope you all had a good Yantif. It's all good to see you. Last Wednesday was the last time we had the shiur on, and we were talking about the famous Shaila in the Rishonim about what is the din if somebody's a chola on Shabbos and we have a choice, either to give him the vela or to shech the kosher animal. Which should we give him? On one hand, the vela is a lav, and shechita on Shabbos is an issa skila. And normally we would always say give the least issa, a kalakal, right? So we saw in different Rishonim, we saw that they all opted to do the Shechita, right? They all opted to do Shechita. Why? So the Maram Rutenberg says because Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Hutra. So therefore it's Hutra, so therefore it's Kilo, it's not Shabbos. Nevela for a Chayla is the Chuya. So therefore, it's better to do the hutra, even though it's a more chamerdika thing. That was the Maram Rutenberg. Then we saw the Ravid shita, that the Ravid says that you're going to have to do other things for the chola, like you're going to have to mechal Shabbos. Forget the achila, but you're going to have to mechal Shabbos to heat up the room by making hot, fireplace for him and hot water for him. So we're going to have to mechal Shabbos anyway. So since we're going to have to mechal Shabbos anyway, so we'll mechal Shabbos for this also, even though this chil Shabbos is more chomer than the nevela. But since Shabbos was already pushed aside anyway for other tzrochim of the chola, then we could even do this as well, even though it's more chomer than the nevela. And then we saw in some Rishonim that if you give someone the vela, he's going to throw it up. That was, if you give somebody kosher meat, even though it was shechtan on Shabbos, psychologically a person says this is kosher meat, so he'll deal with it. You give somebody pork or something like that, or nevela or something like that, he's not going to be able to deal with it. Oh, so then Rabbi Altus pointed out, and why don't we say another svara? We should say maybe it's better to give nevela because it makes more sense, says Rabbi Alter, that the person who really needs the chilul Shabbos or the chilul kashrus, he should be the one doing the avera, not the person doing it for him. So Rabbi Alter was asking, how come we don't see that svara? That, in other words, the veil, it's better to give him the nevela mainly, because why? Because if you give someone the nevela, so he's the one who's in need, he's the sick one, and he's going to do the avera. So, okay, he's allowed to do the avera. But if you're going to shecht, then what's going to be when you shecht? The person who's totally healthy is shechting for the other person, so he's doing the avera for somebody else. So wouldn't it make more sense to the person who really needs the avera to be, he's the sick one, he's the one who he's in need, he should be doing the avera before we get other people involved. That was Rabbi Alter's thing. So So let's see who says that vort. So take a look in packet which packet is this? Is this going to be the third packet or the fourth packet? I want to show you that vort now. Which page do we have the Ran? It's in the page of the Ran. Let me see if I'm going to find the fee right now. No, maybe it's in packet four. Let me see one second. It might be in packet four, even though we didn't do packet three yet, but let me see.
There's a run on page 3 in packet 4.
Yeah. There's a run on page 3 in packet 4. That's the one I want to show you. Even though we didn't do packet 3 yet, but I just want to show you this vort, because since you mentioned it, I want to show it to you now, as opposed to waiting for later. So in packet 4, let's look in the... in the Shilte Giborim. In the Shilte Giborim. So I didn't bracket it. And the Shilte Giborim is in the right margin here. The first word on the line is Venira. See where it says Venira? Yeah, you got it? On that page 3 in packet 4, in the line that says Venira. Yeah? In the Shilte Giborim. Yeah? Does the people see it? Okay. Venira be'enai. Shim hoyu tzrichim lishchot tarnagolos l'cholom shabbos. V'hoyu akum nitzoyim sham. Mutav l'nevela al yidei akum v'yocha l'chola nevela v'al yishchot Yisrael. So he's the first person that bucks the trend. He says, first of all, against all those Rishonim, he says it's better to have the Nevela. Right? All those other Rishonim, the Maharam of Rutenberg and the Ravid and whatever we saw, all said, no, Shech. And that's how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. But he says, no, give the Nevela. Because Nevela is just a lav. So, he was saying the case was the two animals were alive. So either you'll have a Jew, Shecht, a kosher animal, or you have a Goy, Shecht, and it'll be a Nevela. So he says, Nevela is better. Against everything we saw to now, this is on packet 4, even though we're not up to packet 4, but I just want to show it. Page 3, he says, better to do the Nevela. Sheish lanu leilach achar Yisra kal. V'od, now, Rabbi Alter, this is your vort. Mamish, your vort. Mutav yavar hachola al atzmo, val yavar acher bishvilo. Right? That's your vort. It's better, if we have two choices, who should violate the Yisra? So we've been saying, do the skila. Do the shech. Not the chol is not going to do it. Someone else is going to do it for him. He says, no. It's always better for the person in need, because he's the one who's really in need. So he should violate whatever halacha needs to be violated. So better mutav yavar hachola al atzmo v'al yavar acher b'shvilo. So again, that's why I want, since Rabbi Alter mentioned this in the end of the shiur, I wanted to show this, that this Rishonim I saw that say what he said. So even though this is not in Shulchan Aruch, it didn't win in the Shulchan Aruch thing, but there's what Rabbi Alter said was a sheet in the Rishonim that says that if it's better to have the Nevela, because the person who's sick will violate the Issa, but he has a right to. Why should we get someone else involved who's not even sick? And he argues on both things in the Shulti Gibor. He also says it's better to have the Nevela over the, you know, because the Nevela is more kal, and this answer as well. So it's good to see this this thing. So we're going to put away packet 4 now, because we're not up to packet 4. But since that Vort is in packet 4, that the Rabbi Alter, that's how we ended the Shiur on Wednesday, I wanted to do that right now, before, while it's still fresh in our minds. And now we're going to go back to packet 3. Okay. Okay, so let's... So now we're going to go, and we're still, you know, dealing with Hutra and Duchui, but now we're going to do an important topic. And that is the following. If a person... you know, we have a sick person, we have to Michal Shabbos for him. And we have a Yisrael who could be Michal Shabbos, and then we have a Goy right here. So should we get the Goy to be Michal Shabbos? In other words, it's not like we have to go get the Goy. Say the Goy is right here. You know, this has been an issue. You know, usually people come to me on Shabbos with different shilas. They forget to unplug the fridge, the light in the fridge. So Baruch Hashem, we have very fine non-Jewish people in our building. Very fine people. In fact, we used to have an old lady who would come to us on Shabbos. Before she would leave her apartment, she would knock on our door and say to us, you know, I'm leaving now. Do you need anything before I leave? You know, it was obviously Amir Lakum is also, but certain times, you know, it's, you know, the certain heterim, and we would use these heterim in certain situations. And but now with COVID-19, you know, people don't like, you know, it's not so easy to get people to come into your apartment. So it became, you know, a sticky situation. But let's talk about a situation where you have a Goy there and you have a Jew. So what would we say? We're in packet 3 now. So, packet Gimel. So look what the Shulchan, look what the Gemara says. Ein osim dvarim halalo, lo al yidei nochrim, v'lo al yidei kusim, ela al yidei gedola Yisrael. So this line is a powerful line. He says, when you mechal Shabbos for a chol sheish bo sakana, don't do it with a guy, don't do it with a kusi, do it with Gedola Yisrael. So what are Gedola Yisrael? You have to call up the Rabbi Yashiv. I mean, what are Gedola Yisrael? What does that mean? And why not do it with a guy? I would think fakert. Do it with a guy, of course. I always tell people, get a guy. In many situations. Why? And what does Gedola Yisrael mean? So, what do you say, Rabbi Moshe? Well, what do you think Gedola Yisrael means?
Some level of Hashivus. Maybe the leader of the community.
The leader of the community. So you have to dafka get the leader. I mean, maybe the leader of the community is not...
Rabbi, what page is this
Gemara
on? It's on the first page?
The first page of Packet Gimel. We just started the share with Packet Dalet because I just wanted to show you the Shulti Giborim that Rabbi Alter mentioned. I mean, that he is machaving to. But now we're back to Packet Gimel.
I see on page 3, Chaber translates it as Yisrael Gedolim.
Yeah, Yisrael Gedolim.
You mean Bar Mitzvah?
Yeah. As opposed to Ketanim, which he had just said.
Right. So there are two pshatim, seemingly, in the Rishonim, of what does it mean, Gedolei Yisrael. So Rabbi Alter said we should look in the Mechaber. It's always good to look at the Rav Yosef Karo.
A Gadol didn't mean a Gadol in those terms back then.
Yeah, so let's look on page 10. Rabbi Alter, you mean...
more a modern thing.
Yeah. Yeah, Rabbi Harari is saying that the Lashon Gadol that we use today, oh, he's a Gadol. You know, he's a Gadol. That's more of a modern terminology for some an erudite Talmud Chacham. Oh, he's the Gadol, the Gadol Hador, he's a Gadol. So on page 10, the Shulman
talks about Gavra Rabba.
Gavra Rabba talks about, right. But the question is, is Rabbi Harari is questioning whether the term Gadol in Talmudic terminology, does it ever refer to, we'll see. So let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. So Yud Beis, he says, "Kshemchalim Shabbos al Choli sheish bo sakadim shtadlin shlo lasos al de'akum ktanim v'noshim, ela al de Yisrael gedolim uvenei das." So Yisrael gedolim uvenei das al pipashtus means that means you have somebody who's bar mitzvah age. Yisrael gedolim uvenei das, right? Obviously, it means the fact that they put in that word uvenei das is mashma that, in other words, don't get a cotton. You would think, oh, get a cotton. Bez Hashem, in my other shiur that I give Wednesday night, to talk about, you know, the shayla of using a cotton to do malach on Shabbos is a very, very problematic thing. So he's saying, don't get a cotton, don't get a woman, don't get a kusi, you get a regular bar mitzvah boy, or older. You know, you get somebody who's a regular gadol. Let's look at the Rambam now.
Rebbe.
Yeah, Ari.
Isn't the whole concept that it has to be all done bizrizus, and that's the point of getting a gadol? Meaning, it doesn't mean that you get Rebbe Yashiv. It means you get a gadol because it can be done bizrizus. That's why you don't get a guy. Because the guy won't do it as bizrizus as
right. Okay. So right. So maybe that's what it means. But let's look in the Rambam on page 2. Halacha Gimel. She'osim dvarim ha'elu ein osim asam lo de nochrim v'lo de ktanim v'lo de akum v'lo de noshim k'dei shelo Shabbos kala beinehem ela al yidei gedolei Yisrael v'chachmeihem. So the Rambam uses a different lashon than the Shulchan Aruch. He says El Gadola Yisrael v'chachmeim. So that's mashma that you want Rav Al Yashiv to do it, right? Gadola Yisrael v'chachmeim.
Maybe chachmeim means like a Yiddish doctor, a professor, or something. He doesn't say Rabbanim. He says chachmeim. Like a chacham, he uses the lashon. He doesn't say to get the rabbanim. He would say no.
Gedolei Yisrael v'chachmeim sounds more like the chashav rabbanim. Gedolei Yisrael v'chachmeim. So that seems like a different pshat. That the first pshat of Gedolei Yisrael, the way Rabbi Alter pointed out from the Shulchan Aruch, is mashma that you're getting a, you're not looking to get an 8-year-old. You get a bar mitzvah boy or older. But the Rambam is mashma that Gedolei Yisrael v'chachmeim. In fact, Rav Shechter likes the quote from Rav Soloveitchik in one of his svarim. Rav Shechter has that. That the minhag of the Shalom Zachar, where people would come from the Shalom Zachar, is because they. So today people come from the Shalom Zachar. You get some, you know, you get some good food, you get some camaraderie, but they would go because the baby was born. So a lot of times they'd have to be Mechal Shabbos. They'd have to be Mechal Shabbos for the newborn, And the Rav in the community was the one who was being, because Gedol Yisrael v'Chachmeim, Tavka, he would be the one to be Mechal Shabbos. So they all go to see, you know, the Rav being Mechal Shabbos. You know, that was, I guess, something to see. You know, I remember when the Rav was Mechal Shabbos in this community, whatever. I don't mean the Rav of Salvation, but I'm saying in general. But that was the shot that he said over based on this Rambam. But so now
why
we have
only boys.
What?
So why is there only some zakah for boys?
Why is there only some zakah for boys? That's a good question. That's good.
Well, they have some pasbach.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, now this thing that the Shulchan Aruch quotes, so the Kesef Mishnah on page 3, in other words, that the Shulchan Aruch is mashma that it's Bnei Das, he explains, he says, V'ika Lemedak, the first word on the line is Lemedak, on page 3, Lemedak. V'ika Lemedak, B'divir Rebbeinu Shekosov, She'ein Osim Dvorim Halol El Al-Adei Gedol Yisrael V'Chachmeim, the mashma Al-Adei Shai Yisraelim Lo. Right, the simple pshat in the Rambam is that Dafka Gedol Yisrael v'Chachmeim. Right, you want to the Kasha the Halom Miyata Brisa Elektanim, but it's funny because the Brisa, what's the lashon of the Brisa? They don't get what Nochrim Ktusim. Don't get these people, and the Gra has the gears of Lo Ik Dektanim. Right. The Gros Gears on page 1 is Ein Osim Dvarim Halol Lo Yodei Nochrim Velo Yodei Ktanim Elo Yodei Gedol Yisrael V'Chachmeim. Right? So, so it's funny because the Pashup Shan is that it's coming, it's a parallel. Don't get these people, but rather get these people. So, L'chora, if you're talking about Dafka getting Gedol Yisrael in terms of the Gadol Hador, it doesn't parallel to the ones that he tells you not to get. In other words, that's why he's having difficulty explaining the pshat of Lo Al Yidei Gedol Yisrael to mean Gedol Yisrael, because then it doesn't parallel. He said, don't do this, don't get you know, this, but do this. So it doesn't parallel well if you're referring to the Gadol Hador. Kasha lo miyata b'raisa l'ktana v'noshim avodim davka. Kach nirli l'gdol yisrael chameim d'nachar rabbeinu gdolim l'may ketanim. So that's why he says his word, what Rabbi Alter is pointing out from the Shulchan Aruch, this is the Kesef Mishnah. He's the Baal HaShulchan Aruch. So he didn't like to learn the Rambam Kipshuto. So what does it mean, Gedol Yisrael v'Chachmeim? T'nachar Rabbeinu Gedol l'mamay ketanim, Yisrael l'mayit nochrim, v'Chachmeim l'mutei noshim d'daitem kala. He says everything has to be parallel. Don't get da-da-da-da, but rather Gedol Yisrael v'Chachmeim. So Gedol Yisrael v'Chachmeim has to be parallel in the opposite to all the cases that were mentioned in the beginning of the Brisa. So that's what it means. Gedolei Yisrael, meaning people who are Gedolim, not Ketanim. V'Chachmeim, meaning men. Why are men called Chachmeim? Because Lemudi Noshim D'daitam Kala. Because women, you know, in this context would mean that they're very emotional.
Uneducated.
Okay. Yeah. But
back then,
they weren't as educated. Or it means that they're more emotional, like what the Gemara says in Kiddushin for Hilchos Yichud, that that you can, two women is not a heter for yichud. Two men is a heter, but not two women, because noshim daitem kalos. They're easily convinced or whatever. So it means perhaps that they would be very emotional and they wouldn't be the best ones to be Michal Shabbos in such a situation. But so that's why the Kesef Mishnah, even though he's saying his vort, even in the Rambam. In other words, you could say the Rambam is arguing and the Rambam is requiring Gedol Yisrael, V'chachmeim, to dafka get a big Talmud Chacham to do it.
No, but I don't think that Lashon of the Rambam is mashma that way, Rabbi. He would have said Rabbonim. He wouldn't have said Chachmeim. Sounds more like a chacham, meaning someone who knows medicine or something. Rav Dafka, maybe Hatzalah guy. I don't think that he means that actually.
Well, the Pashup Shah Gdol Yisrael Chachmeim is mashma.
Tamer Chacham.
Right. Gdol Yisrael v'chachmeim. It doesn't mean Gdol Yisrael are the Rabbanim, the biggest Rabbanim, and the other Rabbanim as well. Gdol Yisrael v'chachmeim. So the Kesef Mishnah is saying this pshat, that Gdol Yisrael v'chachmeim means, Gdol Yisrael means bar mitzvah boys and men. That I think is a, you want to say a different pshat. But if you want to say pshat in the Rambam, I think the pashup pshat in the Rambam is dafka gedol Yisrael and chachmeya, meaning talmid chacham. You know the gedol hador and all the talmid chacham.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
If we just continue in the Rambam, okay, can we give kind of like a nicer understanding of it? Of basically what he's trying to say is, don't push the responsibility off and just assume someone else will do it, but rather you yourself should do it. Don't push it off to a nachri. Don't push it off to someone else. Don't push it off to a button, to nothing. You do it yourself. Because he says right afterwards, V'asr li yismameya v'chil Shabbos l'chol ashi yishto sekana, sh'nemar asher yaseh osam ha'adam v'chai behem.
Right.
Don't push it off at all. So if we're saying it's only rak for the Gedolei Yisrael and Chachmeihem, however we want to interpret that, if we're going to say it's the Rabbanim and the Talmidei Chachamim and stuff like that, if anything, that's if we're not that and we have to go find it somewhere.
Yeah, in other words, Max is saying, you know, like you have to find the Gadol Hador, the guy will, by the time you find the Gadol Hador, the guy will, pass away, you know. So Max is wondering, how could it mean the Gadol Hador, the Dafkit, Max is saying the simple pshat to Max is what? Is that just don't procrastinate. You do it yourself. If there's an issue, take it upon yourself and just get it done. Don't push it off to this one, don't push it off to that one. But Max is saying, how could it mean Gedol Yisrael, Talmid HaChacham, and say there's not a Talmid HaChacham available now. So you're going to go and search for a Talmid HaChacham to do it? You know, it's the opposite of what he's saying at the end. So that's what Max is taina on the other pshat. And the
I think that Rabbi, the idea here is that if people see that it's being done by a Talmid Chacham, you will avoid his rashmus by the public. You avoid his rashmus that way.
Yeah. Oh.
If you see that, because there's always a. There's always something in people's mind that even when that you have to look for a cotton, or you have to look for a guy.
Right. So we'll see. So, since Max mentioned it, let's take a look on page 22 in the Tashbetz. We're going to look in the Tashbetz on page 22. And see how he interprets the Rambam. Okay, we're not going to read the whole thing now, but I just want to show you how he interprets the Rambam. Okay? So look on page 22 on the left bottom where the arrow is. In other words, it could be, you know, that if you say you have, there's a person who needs attention, medical attention. You need someone to call the hospital, the Hatzala. And there are men and women in the room. So he's saying, Lo yomru ha'anoshim l'anoshim. So the men shouldn't tell the women, you take care of it. B'zeh Hashem yavo lachshav shanachnu machshilin osam ba'averus. Because people think, you know, that really it's not really mutter. But the men, you know, they're treating the women. Let the women do it. You know,
let the women be the Shabbos guy.
Because they'll think that we're just telling them to do the Avera. We don't want to do it ourselves. So Gedolei Yisrael means the men, as opposed to the women. Gedolei Yisrael means the men. The men should do it. The men shouldn't tell the women, you do it. Because then the women will think...
I don't understand the Havamina. What's the Havamina? Why should I think that a woman has any less chiyuv on Shabbos than a man? There's no Havamina.
There's no Havamina? It doesn't have to be a halachic Havamina. It just could mean the way sometimes people perceive things. And when people perceive things, it's not necessarily the reality of halacha. It's just...
We need a svara to tell us that they're chayav in mitzvahs aseh on Shabbos, so maybe they're not at the same level as a man. So maybe.
Yeah, you're saying that... There's certain things that, okay, in other words...
Also says, Atov in Chol Vitecha. If your daughter comes home,
yeah, okay, so we'll see. But he said, so that's what he's saying. That's what Chazal is telling us. That the men shouldn't say to the women, you do it. And if the Chachomim... And the Amoratzim are there. The Chachomim shouldn't tell the Amoratzim, oh, you do it. Even though, again, like Rabbi Alter said, you know, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein's Chiv of Shabbos and some Amoratz's Chiv of Shabbos is equal. They both, but you know, people will say, oh, you know, they don't really want to, you know, so the men shouldn't pass it off to the women. The Talmidei Chachomim, so Gedolei Yisrael, the way he's explaining it, means the men who are bar mitzvah age and up, shouldn't tell the women. The chachamim shouldn't tell the amei haaretz. Aval davar pashut hu shim in kan chachamim. But now what you said, Matt, but it's pashut that it doesn't mean that you have to wait for a talmid chacham to come. It means if you have a Talmid Chacham and an Am Aretz here, so the Talmid Chacham should do it. He shouldn't, you know, pass it off to them. The men shouldn't pass it off to the... If there's some reason why the man can't do it and he's asking the women to do it, but he shouldn't do it because, you know, he doesn't want to do it. Let the woman do it. You know, and even, you know, psychologically. Or let the Am Aretz do it. No, you should do it. But says Tash Bates, it's not a din that you have to look. But if there's no... Chachamim around. We don't have to say, oh, let's wait, you know, till we get a Talmid Chacham, and you know.
Ready.
One second. Aval tova poshul she ain kan chachamim she ain amei arts mamtinim she avo hachachamim. Va'omer kein toa v'shofech damim. And someone who says such a thing interprets the Gemara that you dafka have to get the Talmid Chacham. We're going to wait for the Talmid Chacham to come. Is a shofech damim. Because he's causing undue procrastination that could put the person, you know, in danger. Yeah. Who said?
All right, ready.
Yeah.
Isn't the Rambam Mashmah? He says straight up, Kadesh Lotei Shabbos Kala Be'enayim. He gives this Svara. So that's the whole reason why. That's why we wouldn't give it to a woman. If you have a man, he's going to be more makpid on Hilchos Shabbos.
Oh, so one second. We're going to get to the your line. In other words, what does it mean? Kadesh Lotei Shabbos Kala Be'enayim. Let's first finish the Tashbetz and we'll get to your question. Okay? If Amoritz, you know, is more Zoris than the Talmud Chacham, then we should get the V'lo de Chacham HaShoftal HaBilti Zoris. And then he says, Kvak Birashti, Mashakosav, Begimor, Gedoli Yisrael, Eperush, Gedoli, Bechachma, Kedivre, HaRambam. But, so that's what the Pshat in the Rambam is. He says, Rambam's saying, Ela Oidei, Gedoli Yisrael, Vachachmehem, I mean, originally when he was saying Pshat in the Rambam, he's saying Gedoli Yisrael means the men, as opposed to the women. Now he's giving his own pshat. El gdolim bishonim v'inyan zeh kol gdolim shovim bein hachachomim bein hameyars v'komokim v'chochom huzoris u'matir lachem v'hu eino oseh Eina Osa Yofev. Alza Amru Hanishol Hareza Meguna. Right, there's a famous chazal that we'll see that says that Hashoel Hareza Shofek Domin Vanishol Hareza Meguna.
He's Meguna because he did not teach his Balabatim.
That's the simple pshat. Somebody who has to ask a shayla, he's going to be shovek domim because he's procrastinating. And the rabbi who is asked, it's maguna that he didn't teach his balabatim ready beforehand. But the Tashbetz says he doesn't think that's the pshat. Tashbetz is giving a different pshat, as Rav Harfin has pointed out. He says nishal means that he says, "Mikomokim mechachem uzoris matir lachem v'hu eino osa yofav alza omr hanishal harayze meguna." Meaning, a person who is asked, but he's not doing it himself. He's the nishal, but he's not the osa. So then, that's meguna. But b'kitzer. Okay, so now what David Kirsch said. Let's go back to the Rambam. So he says, "Osim zvar mala, ein osim esom lo de nochrim, v'lo al yidei ketanim, v'lo yidei akum, v'lo yidei noshim, kedei shelo tei shabbos kala be'einehim." So he's saying that the pasuk pshat is that these people are, if they're going to do it, they're going to think that Shabbos is kal, and Gedol Yisrael v'chachmeim will realize that Shabbos is. So what you're saying is, in other words, he's saying all these pshatim don't fit in really good with the Gedol Yisrael, Gedol Yisrael Shabbos. You're saying that if we're going to tell the women to do it, well, no, that's what I think the Tashbetz is saying. Because they're going to say Kala Be'nehem, because they're going to think that it's not really totally mutter, but the Noshim are treated like second-rate citizens.
That's why it starts with the Ketanim of Adin Veloyde Nosh.
Because if you Dafka tell them to do it and you don't do it yourself, so people are going to say that the women are themselves are going to say, oh, you know, Shabbos is not so chashuv for us, so that's why they're telling us to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, but it comes out that he wants to say that there can be different pshatim in what it means, Gedol Yisrael v'chachmeim.
No, but can one say, I don't know if I'm stretching it too far, that what is called a Gadol Yisrael? Someone who will step in and just do it.
Yeah.
He's not referring to any one specific person with the active quality of a specific Gadol or a specific Chacham or whatever, but just if you step up, you have the title of a Gadol Yisrael.
Yeah, that's the famous drush. I think Rabbi Pesach Kron likes to say it over. Others say it over. Vayigdal Moshe, vayelech vayar b'sivlosam. Vayigdal Moshe, because he went out and took care of the situation with the Mitzri, etc. I think Rabbi Pesach Kron said it over. Maybe others say it over that idea. Okay, so this is the. The Taj Beis. So now, the question is, does this apply if the guy is right there in front of us? Should we still not tell the guy to do it? In other words, like the Taj Beis says, of course, if the guy is not here, and of course if the chacham is not here, so of course we're not gonna go ahead and tell him to do it. But if his mom is here, we're in a room. There's the choyla, there's the Yisrael, and the guy. So the question is, do we still say you should be mechal Shabbos, or maybe if the guy's mom is here? And say the goy is just equally qualified as the Yisrael. You know, he's a responsible goy. He's not somebody who's irresponsible. So would we then say that no, fakir, ask the goy to do it, or not?
Bobby, what if assuming the goy, you would have to if he's equally qualified.
So Moreno Harav Ezra Hess wants to say maybe it's toloi. In Hutra Duchuya. That if something is, if it's Hutra, then maybe the Yisrael could still do it. But if it's Duchuya, so that means that Shabbos is still here. So that's the discussion. And we're going to have a Machlokas Machaber Ramal. Let's just end the Shia today with the Or Zeruah. Not everyone's going to agree with this Or Zeruah, but let's just see it today, because and then we'll see other Shitas. So let's look on page 6. In the Or Zeruah. It says, "Mi uzet tzarich ladas imasha anu omrim ein omrim yasu dvar me'elu halal al de goyim hayudakush ein tzarich lachapei sachari hagoy heicha she'enu befaneinu." He says that's only when you don't have to look for him. So don't get. Aval heicha she'agoy befaneinu mistaber yichabe hagoy v'lo Yisrael. So he says that he thinks it's mistaber that if the goy is mamish here, but then he says Lashon Harav Moshe Maimon, even though the Rambam uses the Lashon Dechuya, but then he goes and explains it ki'ilu his hutra, because it's interesting. The Rambam uses the Lashon on page 2 Dechuya he Shabbos Esel Sakana, but then he writes that at the end of Halacha Beis. So it's a little complex. He uses the word dechuya, but then he says it's like harev kachol. So he thinks he really means hutra. So Orzaro says he thinks that if the goy's mamish here, get the goy. As opposed to the Rambam, where he says, Lashon HaRambam mashma, davvugav di'ikav goy b'fanav shekosav klol, shal dover shabbos gav b'chol, l'sheish bo sakona, harev kachol, chol advarim, shal, v'tzub perish dal di'ikadoy so chamem, etc. So it's mashma, that shabbos gav b'chol, harev kachol. So that would be mashma, that even if the goy is right in front of me, I still don't have to ask him. I could still do it myself. So tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we're going to start seeing a machlokas between the Mechaber and Ramah about this topic. In other words, machlokas, Mechaber, Ramah, do you have to try, if the guy is here, could he do it? Or, even if the guy's not here, should you do it with the Shinui? Or you say, no, Kachol. And this is going to be a very important discussion of what should be the proper procedure of Chil Shabbos b'mokom shechol l'sheyesh bo sakana. Again, everyone agrees that you don't have to call someone up, you know, because that could waste time. But if he's mamish here, can I just say the guy is right here? Or do I have to say no? I need to do it. Tell the guy no. I need to do it. So that's going to be so. So the Arzaruach says it's a machlokas between himself and the Rambam. That's what he claims. And then we have to see how the Shulchan Aruch says this halacha as well. Yeah, Rabbi Harari, what did you say?
Does the Rambam use Lashon Hutra anywhere, like by Mila? Does he use Lashon Hutra?
Oh, we'll get to it. Okay, let me just say hello here to Ezra Hagler's here. Hello, Max Kirschblum, Harav Matt Levy, Rav Ezra Hess, Rav Danny Liu.
Hi, Rabbi.
Yeah. Aryeh is... Oh, sure. Barak. Izzy Muller? Hi, how are you? Okay. Hi. Where are you from?
I'm from Florida.
Oh, okay. You're in Florida now?
Yeah.
Okay, welcome. We welcome you to the Shir. And Nathan Bauer, Shalom Jacob Silberger, Rav Feldman, Rav Albert, Rav Avram Levitt, Rav Amos Alter, Rav Avram Wein, Ruvi Kovar, Shlita, how are you? Thank you. Thank you for helping us over Yontif. It worked out very well. Rav Isaiah Rothstein, Rav Yehuda Sasson, Rav David Kirsch, Rav Yehuda Shitris, Rav Ezra Hess, Kiva Poppers. Aryeh, what's your last name again?
Berman.
Okay, you're from where?
Tina,
okay. Okay, did we say hello to everybody? Did I miss anybody?
Hi, Rabbi.
Oh, Isaiah Rothstein. How are you? And Rav Harari. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue this inyan. It's a very... You know, like Hilchos Pikuach Nefesh is an area in Halacha, just like, all areas.